Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. We're here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran with your morning drive at 6. Our phone number is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And I want to welcome to the show my guest this morning. Patrick Edwards is his name. He's the author of a book called Space Tripping, his first novel. And he was one of the winners of Inkshares and Nerdist Space Opera contests. Nerdist being, you know, the company that was founded by Chris Hardwick. And this is his first book. And it's not only is it a funny book and a very entertaining read, and we'll tell you all about it. But the way that this thing got published and the way that it was written is also a really fascinating story. Patrick is going to be in town. He's got two book signings coming up on Saturday, March 18th. He'll be at the Barnes & Noble in Naperville. And then on March 31st, he'll be at City Lit in Chicago. And we have a link for all that information about the book and everything on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/NickDShow. So let's welcome author Patrick Edwards to the show. Patrick, how are you?
I'm great, Nick. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good, good, good. Hey, thanks for joining me, man. I really appreciate it. So you're from Chicago. Tell me a little bit about where you're from.
Yeah, I grew up in Naperville, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of why I wanted to. I live up until 3.5 years ago. I still lived in that area. And now I live in Cincinnati. But obviously, being from that area, my family grew up in that area. It was important to me to have my book launch events in that area, especially where friends and family are. I'd like them to be able to come out. I spent way too much time as a kid killing time in that Barnes & Noble there in downtown Naperville, so it's a fitting place.
That's going
to
be so much fun for you, man. You know, going back to Naperville, the Barnes & Noble in Naperville, you're going to come back a rock star, man.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, so that's very, very cool. That's gonna be kind of surreal, don't you think? You know, I mean, like you just said, you were hanging out in that Barnes & Noble when you were a kid. Now you're coming back and doing a book signing. That's going to be pretty surreal, don't you think?
It's very surreal. It still hasn't, I think it'll be, it's been waves of just, you know, when the whole contest happened, that was a crazy shock to the system.
Yeah.
When my author copies that they shipped to me showed up and I'm holding a physical copy of the book, that was a shock to the system. I'm sure seeing it, I haven't had a chance to, because release day was this past Tuesday, it was the 7th, so I haven't had a chance to go into a store and see it on a shelf yet, but I'm sure that'll be a huge kick in the chest.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. That's very cool. Well, tell me about your background. When did you start writing and all that cool stuff?
Yeah, I've always been a sort of a weird creative kid growing up. I always liked to write and draw. I even jokingly, in college, convinced a professor to let me do a story that enveloped themes of the class instead of an actual research paper for my final.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always been doing it in some capacity. Never really pursued it as a career, just because I could be very, very blunt with you, Nick. I don't know where I got it in my head, but maybe it's just more responsible to go into a more business-oriented
sure.
career. But was never super happy with it. Just one day, I mean, over some time, it just clicked, and I want to make this happen. So
yeah.
I started working on that.
Okay. Well, now, what was your real job?
Sales, mostly in the financial industry.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly working with companies on their like pensions and retirement plans. Super riveting, interesting stuff.
Well, you would never know that by reading the book, Patrick, I can tell you that much. Very entertaining stuff. I want to get to that in a little bit. But now, you moved to Cincinnati, you said, a few years ago because your wife for your wife's work, correct?
Yep. She is also in sales. She's very successful sales executive, corporate leader, and she was offered a big promotion. We weren't married at the time, but we were talking about it. And it was a very big opportunity. I said, go for it. You know, not that she needed my permission or anything, but, she, you know, I wanted to be supportive of her. And so she moved out here. And then we did the long distance thing for a little over a year. And that actually was a huge part of the reason I kind of resolved in my gut that I was going to finish this book
yeah.
and get out in the world was that. So, you know, it's about a 5-hour drive from Chicago to Cincinnati. And I listened to a lot of podcasts. who you already mentioned, Chris Hardwick's Nerdist podcast, was definitely in that rotation.
Yeah. And by the way, Patrick, I happen to love Chris Hardwick. I just think he's great. I like his podcast. I watch At Midnight every night. And I've always been a huge fan of his, all the way back to Singled Out. I loved him on it. You ever see a show, Patrick? Do you ever see a show called Shipmates?
Oh, yeah. I'm away. Yep.
He was phenomenal on that show, because there were times he hosted that show with such utter contempt for the show. Like, and he didn't disguise it. Like, he'd look in the camera and just go, "Why are you watching this?" And I watched it. I watched it every day, and it was a terrible show, but I watched it every day because he was so great on it. And I just love the success that this guy's found, and his podcast is great. And I read your story about it. Tell everybody about it. But I love the fact that Chris Hardwick is kind of an inspiration to you. I just think that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So those of you know, and those of your listeners that listen to his podcast know, he's got kind of a recurring theme where throughout his podcast with Ian, he always just encourages people to, if you have a passion project, just do it. Don't wait for permission. Don't wait for a publishing deal or a movie deal or whatever. Just do it and then put it out in the world. And we live in an age where that's very more possible than ever with, you know, all the tools you have at your hand, your fingertips with your computer and the internet. And so just hearing that again over and over, as I listen to his episodes, as I'm driving between Chicago and Cincinnati, I just kind of resolved to, I'm going to make this happen. And I pretty much honestly gave up any other leisure activities except for that.
Yeah.
And then I just took me about 15 months to write the first draft, and I wrote a lot of it on my phone and emails to myself, just because I just didn't have the time with the day job and you know, starting a family. I didn't have the time to those scenarios you see where you're sitting down with your computer and a cup of coffee and some music are playing and you're looking at your back porch. You got a couple hours to yourself. It did not happen. Don't happen in my life.
That's just that pipe dream, that cliche that everybody has about, I'm a writer, and now, you know, I'll sit at my desk and I'll write. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say half the first draft of the book. Now, the editing, I did take some time when it was looking like it was going to be something. I took some time. But the first draft, I wrote half of it on my phone. I would just write it. I'd have 20 minutes. I'd write an email to myself with a couple paragraphs and clean it up later.
Yeah. And the book, book, the book is called Space Tripping. And we're going to get to that in a little bit. But now here's the interesting, so you're listening to Chris's podcast, and then Nerdist announces that they're going to do a space opera contest in association with Inkshares, which is the publisher of this book. First of all, tell me about the Nerdist space opera contest, and I want you to tell everybody about Inkshares.
Okay. Yeah, so like you said, I heard about this through listening to the podcast. They mentioned it, and it was just a crazy the way it worked out timing wise. Because I just finished, I found a group here in Cincinnati after I moved here. It was a group of writers, the Cincinnati Writers Project. They're phenomenal. Where you get together at a bar, so very fitting for me, every week, and they kind of just critique each other's work, and everyone has a different opinion, and that was very helpful in polishing the manuscript. And right after I had basically finished submitting my book and getting it, the whole thing from beginning to end, kind of run through the group and critique and getting feedback, I hear about the contest, submitted it. It's essentially a crowdfunding contest, like Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. And it was, there was an end date, and whoever had the most, the three books that had the most orders as of something like 3 p.m. on that date, got full publishing packages through Inkshares, and I was kind of a latecomer to the contest, actually. I was a little behind on my podcast listening. It was already a couple weeks in, but it kind of took off like a rocket, and I snuck in there for that final spot, like right towards the end.
And Inkshares, this is really a kind of a wonderful thing. Inkshares published it, and it is kind of a GoFundMe kind of a thing. But this is a really great – how long has Inkshares been around, do you know?
Not, from what I understand, not very long, just a couple of years. They're pretty new, and they've been, I've been impressed with a lot of the resources and things they've been able to accomplish and bring to the table. I wasn't sure what that process was going to look like. I think they still have that crowdfunding aspect, but I think they've seen some early success, and they're trying to go kind of a little more hybrid with the crowdfunding and traditional publisher route. But they've been able to, I mean, already, I'll tell you now, we just finalized and inked the deal in Inkshares. Adam, the CEO of Inkshares, did it all himself. I had nothing to do with it, but we just signed a deal with Audible and it's going to be an audiobook.
Oh, man.
To Audible's platform, which is pretty crazy. I had nothing to do with that. That was all them. So yeah. I was thrilled with that and their editing process. I was thrilled with the cover art that they put together. It's been a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at I'm holding the book in my hand right now. It's great looking, great cover art. It looks, you know, it looks tremendous the way it's put together. I'm really, really interested and fascinated by Inkshares. And you can check out inkshares.com. Is this the first book that they've done this with? Like in terms of like the contest or anything like that?
No, they've had a couple other ones. I don't know if they're doing any currently, but last year and the year before, I think they had a couple of different themed contests. They had one that was co-hosted by, Will Wheaton's company, Geek and Sundry.
Sure.
They had one that was, I think the theme there was, there was a fantasy themed one. There was a video game themed book, something along those lines. But they've done a handful of those contests in the past. Typically, the way it is, you have to get to a certain minimum threshold of pre-orders, and then they'll publish the book. But the contests were a good way to kind of get some draw in different fan bases.
And it's now, was this all under Nerdist? Are they partnered with Nerdist?
I don't believe there's an official partnership as far as like ownership or anything. Like, I mean, I can't speak to that.
Yeah. Okay.
Specifically, but I just know that they were doing something where these different organizations, like Nerdist, like Geek and Sundry, were sort of co-sponsoring these contests.
Okay. And you won the space opera contest. What were the guidelines in space opera?
Basically, it had to take place in outer space. I think I made sure I read through all that because I wasn't sure if my encounter. I mean, opera sounds very dramatic,
right?
And you've read the book. It's not.
It's not. No, it's not very operatic. No.
No. I read through that. I just wanted to make sure. And I said, yeah, this technically fits into these guidelines, and it was just basically some kind of adventure across outer space.
Right.
And that was. It would have boiled down to is like, oh yeah, mine fits into that.
Yeah,
so a little more lowbrow than I think some of these. I'm not winning any high concept awards here, but that's not really what I'm going for.
All right. Well, listen, Patrick, hang on. Okay, we got to take a break.
All right.
And Patrick Edwards is with us, and he is the author of a book, a very funny and entertaining book called Space Tripping, and he is a winner of Inkshare's Nerdist Space Opera Contest, and he won, and the book got published. He's going on a book tour, and he's doing some stops here in Chicago, and it's up, it's out, and it's really, really funny, and we'll tell you all about the book and the story and how he wrote it and all that cool stuff. That's all coming up, and if you want to get all the information that we're talking about here, just go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow. Take a quick break, and we'll come back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor. Trip Tower here until 5 o'clock. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/NickDShow. Like us there. Follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show. Phone and text 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. My guest is Patrick Edwards. Former Chicagoan, now lives in Cincinnati, is the author of the new book, Space Tripping, which is a very entertaining and funny novel. It's his first, and it was released through a contest that was put out by Nerdist, and he won it. And now the book is out, and you can check it out, and it's very entertaining. And he's got two book signings coming up. On Saturday, March 18th, he'll be at the Barnes & Noble in Naperville, where he grew up, and he's going to go back and do the book signing at the Barnes & Noble in Naperville, which is really cool. And then on March 31st, he'll be at City Lit, right here in Chicago. And let's welcome Patrick back to the show. Patrick, welcome back, man.
Hi.
All right. So tell everybody about the book.
Okay. So Space Tripping is about one single human man who accidentally gets roped in with a drunk alien.
Yep.
Who is on the hook to a large intergalactic corporation for a lot of money. And unwittingly gets forced into trying to help him work off that debt, and of course things don't go as planned.
It's a very entertaining book, Patrick. And I have to say that before I read the book and I was looking at some of the poll quotes that you have on there, and I got very excited because there's more than one quote here that compares it to Hitchhiker's Guide, which is one of my favorite things ever in the world. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Was that an influence on this one?
Oh, yes. That's one of my favorite just books, multiple of all time.
Yeah.
I always joke with my wife that this writing career takes off for myself, and I don't have any tattoos, but the first thing I'll ever get tattooed on me is the number 42.
Of course.
and that's just for the history. But yes, that's an absolute huge. I'm a big fan of sort of that British line of, you know, that style of comedy.
Yeah. Well, when the first reviews started coming in and the name Douglas Adams was popping up in the reviews, you must have been thrilled.
Yes, absolutely. That was, couldn't ask for a better comparison.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, so tell me about what the inspiration was for writing this. Now, you said that you were writing it like on your phone here and there. Besides Douglas Adams, what other influences do you have in terms of, you know, the way you write and your comedy?
As far as influences, again, going back to that British well, I'm a huge fan of Terry Pratchett and his Discworld series.
Mm-hmm.
For those, if you haven't read any of those, I recommend just picking a random one and diving in because they're phenomenal. I love, I don't know if you know David Wong, not his real, Jason Pargin is his real name. He's written a handful of sort of fantastical horror comedy books.
Yeah.
John Dies at the End. I'm a big fan of his work. He just, I like anything that, I think it says in different, I like anything that takes an established genre.
Yeah.
Like a set genre, and then plays around with the cliches of it and just pokes fun at them and just does something different. As far as the book itself, I started with me just hammering out a couple of pages about a blackout drunk alien crashing on Earth and getting into hijinks, and then kind of, well, I just try to take it the next step from there. It's very character driven. You know, what would these characters do in this situation? And then kind of, I wasn't sure where it would go in a lot of different areas.
Mm-hmm. So where now, as you were writing it, like you said, you did a lot of the writing like on your phone or whatever and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know where the story was going? Did you already have that in your head, or as you were writing it, did you get inspired while you were writing it, change things on the fly?
I would change some things. I think what I did after I knocked out their first couple chapters, I kind of sat back and I put together a couple, just a very few, maybe three or four major, points, story points where I want to go. I want this beat, I want this beat, and I want that beat. And it was a matter of filling in the gaps in between. And that was fun because honestly, I didn't know where I was going to take it. And I just tried to be very true. You know, everything came down to not what serves the plot I'm trying to force, but what makes sense for these characters. What would they say? What would they do? And then go from there.
Well, it's very entertaining and very funny, and there's a lot of great imagination in it as well. And the characters are really nicely defined. And did you have these guys in your head immediately? You said you had the blackout drunk alien. Was that all thought out, or did they develop as you were writing?
Mostly thought out. I mean, the human guy Chuck is meant to be. You know, he's pretty your typical average guy, but Jop, his buddy, was. There's definitely some shades of some of my friends in there, some
mm-hmm.
buddies. I just have a couple that they always have a smart comment for anything that's going on. You
right.
know, they always have that last word in there. There's definitely drawn on that a little bit. But I just wanted to, like I said, people that don't I wasn't trying to take it too seriously, and I wanted characters that weren't taking it too seriously either.
Mm-hmm. You said it took you about 15 months to write it, and when you submitted it to the Nerdist Space Opera contest, how long before you discovered that you were the winner?
Right away on the day the contest ended, because they actually had a leaderboard.
Oh, so you could keep track of what was happening.
Mm-hmm. They had the top 10 spots. I think over 100 entries were there, but then they had a running tally of the top 10 spots, and you could see, you know, number of orders. So, to be honest, when I first started it, I just kind of was throwing it up there to see what would happen. And then when I kind of cracked the top 10, I had another author who was one of the other winners. He had reached out to me and said, "Hey, congratulations, you cracked the top 10. I said, "Oh, wow." I was just kind of throwing it up there to see what happened. And then I really started getting aggressive, kind of, you know, reaching out, social media, trying to get the word out.
Yeah.
And just kept climbing, and then was kind of back and forth in that third and fourth spot, and then immediately, you know, at the time of day that the contest ended, you could see right away who were the top three spots. And then so that was a pretty stressful day.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, listen, man, congratulations. It's a great story, and the book is very, very good, man. So
thank you.
Yeah.
And
welcome back home. It's going to be fun for you. Saturday, March 18th, Barnes & Noble in Naperville. March 31st, City Lit in Chicago. And the book is available now, and we have a link on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow. Again, the book is called Space Tripping. Very entertaining stuff. Patrick, thanks so much, man. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Nick. Have a good one.
Okay, you too. Take care. There you go. Patrick Edwards, author of Space Tripping, and it is compared to The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and for good reason. That's a steep comparison. And if you like that kind of stuff, you should check out Space Tripping. Very entertaining and a great story, too. All right, we got to take a break here on 720 WGN.